you go, you small boys.
There is a kind of compromise you are master of. Your endless gentle nudging left us polarized. It's hard to talk to enemies. We are enemies. What we had in common makes it of being middle class, meaning upper class. You say you're self-sufficient, but you don't dig your own coal.
Bob here. Hope you're all well and surviving the difficult times. That was Robert Wyatt there, another Bob, with a song written ages ago about the Liberal Democrats and Social SDP, wasn't it? The SDP Alliance, and that's the name of the song, Alliance. I thought that was a topical song to play, not least because I've been away, as you've probably surmise, those of you who actually pay any attention and care about anything at all about one's presence on the planet. So I've actually been away. I'm doing some good work for a change. I've left the music business behind. Obviously, after sort of ending up in a retirement home for aged theatricals, I got a new lease of life after I'd sort of stopped taking all the drugs and glue and everything and corsets and that kind of thing. And I sort of got a call from Rod Stewart. Basically, he said, you know, he heard about the Big Society initiative. I hadn't, you know, because I don't read the newspaper normally, but it sounded a wonderful idea. You know, this idea of people with who've made their millions and are in the sort of super tax brigade, as I am. You know, I'm obviously a top earner with royalties and whatnot. So you know, it was this idea that Rod explained to me very carefully about, you know, these people who've benefited most from society giving something back. And I thought that's a lovely idea. So there was Rod and Phil Collins and Paul Daniels was there as well. Roman Abramovich came along for a bit. Alex Ferguson, Ronaldo. I didn't realise he's still a British taxpayer, apparently, even though he plays for Real Madrid. But there you go. It's amazing what you learn in the big society. So, yeah, basically what we do, this gang of us, obviously very wealthy people, and we go around sort of cleaning your streets for you and scrubbing the floors of hospitals, that sort of thing. But, you know, trying to give something back because, you know, we've all benefited rather considerably from the good time, so it's only right that we should give something back. And so I thought I'd play another song here, just to get all the contemporary, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a glue flashback. Oh, and I must remember, I'm going to put the sound effects on in the background because obviously we're trying to make the most of. Make the most of all of our resources in these difficult times. I bought a soundtrack album, and obviously I can't just play a soundtrack album as a track, so I thought what I'd do is I'd play the soundtrack album in the background while I'm doing the link, so you'll be able to hear this one I'm playing at the moment. It's volume 47, and that's Animal Abuse. And yeah, you'll be hearing tracks from that accompanying my dulcet tones all the way through the show. Anyway, I've got lots of music to play. That's the main reason I wanted to do this one today, is because I've got so many songs to play which I've been illegally downloading, and I'm going to play as many as I can today. And obviously in the links you're going to hear volume 47 of the Sound Effects Collection. That's Animal Abuse. And with no further ado, here's a song by The Boys that I thought was quite appropriate to play. It's called No Money. Certainly has, isn't it? Oh, they've got the drill out now. Oh dear, that doesn't look very nice at all. Anyway, yes. Anyway, we've had enough depressing stuff, obviously, with all the cuts and everything, and the drills, cuts and drills. God, dear, they'll be next, won't they? The torture chambers will probably open up under the current regime. But anyway, I won't dwell on that. We'll have a nice, cheerful song next. This is a new discovery. A guy called Emmett Rhodes. I hadn't come across him before, and I was reading my book, The Mojo Collection, and there's an album of his that it's the eponymous album, first album, I think. Or is it eponymous? Yes, I think it is, just called Emmett Rhodes. And that's rather terrific stuff, and he's very Paul McCartney-esque, as you'll discover. But this is a song from that called Somebody Made For Me.
Someone special just for me. Somewhere someone special must be. Somewhere someone special just for me. Somewhere someone special must be. Somebody made for me. Somebody made for you. Somebody made for me. Please, somewhere someone special just for you. Somewhere someone special, it's true. Somewhere someone special just for you. Been searching all my life, yes, I've looked most everywhere. But the girls have caught my eye, but that special one's not there. Somewhere, someone special just for me. Somewhere, someone special must be. Somewhere, someone special just for you. It's true. Somebody made for you. Somebody made for me. Somebody made for me. Somebody made for you. Ask and you receive. God in heaven, won't you help me, please?
Yes, very McCartney-esque that, even down to the symbol at the end, which is very Penny Lane, I think, and Lady Madonna. They both end with a similar sort of sound, don't they? Yeah, I hope that's cheered everybody up after the rather depressing start to the show. Obviously, you don't need me to tell you, it will get considerably worse than that. So let's go back to the 1970s, happier times indeed. We didn't have any recessions or conservative governments to worry about in that era, did we? Oh no, lovely. Those were the days. But anyway, here's an entry from the other book I'm reading at the moment. I'm reading about three books at the moment. I'll tell you about the third one a bit later. Well, no, I won't, because it'll depress you, because it's all about the bloody credit crunch and everything. So yeah, I'm reading two interesting books and happy books. And the first one, obviously, the Mojo Collection, which is their recommendation of you know, the best albums to have in your collection, basically. And there's a lot of stuff I had never heard of before that I'm trying to track down. And that's been quite a nice little occupation in between my big society work. You know, obviously laddering me nylons, scrubbing the general ward, which I was doing yesterday. And very, very, very proud of my efforts, I am too. Yeah, so the other one is a book that came out in the late 80s, I think, by a guy called Dave Marsh. And he's gone through basically all the records he owns. He obviously owns a hell of a lot, because he's whittled them down to his favourite 1001. And basically, it's just a list of all of his favourite records and why they're his favourite records. And there's some really lovely old sort of 50s and 60s stuff in there, but a few nice surprises. Not very much English music, but one of the few English bands who are in there, or British bands, should I say. are Hot Chocolate, and this was one of my favourite songs of theirs. And again, it's quite appropriate in a sort of well, it is appropriate if you're one of the elite like me, the high wage earners. And it's a song called Everyone's a Winner, and it's grand.
You never fail to satisfy.
Magnificent stuff there from Errol Brown and the Boys, even though he was Tory scum, I'm afraid to say. But yeah, that's a wonderful record, and I'm going to put another one in from the Dave Marsh book. This is a Smokey Robinson song. It's by his group The Miracles. It comes from 1964, and courtesy of Spotify, I've managed to illegally record about 7 or 8 volumes of the complete Motown singles. So I've been listening to a lot of Motown recently, which means that any of you poor unfortunates who decide to listen to the show will probably be bombarded with tons and tons of Motown stuff over the next few months and years, which is how long it would take me to play everything. This, as I say, is from 1964. It's absolutely sublime. It's That's What Love Is Made From, or of, one of the two. That's What Love Is Made Of, stroke from. And here it is, The Miracles. Lovely, 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 lovely stuff, isn't it? Fantastic there, The Miracles, and Smokey Robinson singing that one. And I'm going to get on with some letters, because obviously I've been away for a long time. I can't even remember when the last podcast I did was. It seems like years ago. It possibly even was years ago. So anyone who has struggled along and without them, I know it must have been hard for you. But yeah, if you have actually rediscovered them and have come back to them, then I'm going to try and get through all the letters I've had in between, an email, a few emails, but mostly letters. So you've all been sending in letters. Thank you for that. And I'm going to try and read as many of them as I possibly can. over the next few months, because obviously there's a huge backlog. So we'll start the letters here, and I'll try and do a few more during the show as we go along. This one comes from Joshua Nkomo. I'm not sure if that's the Joshua Nkomo, and he's writing from 47 Chapelgate Lane in Cheam. I don't know why he's given me his address, but thank you, Joshua. Anyway, his letter reads, Dear Bob, love the show. Thank you, Joshua. Through the wonders of modern technology, are you able, on your highly esteemed radiophonic broadcast, to display a photograph of the delightful actress and cosmetics model, Miss Keely Hawes? I have it on good authority that this is the only way to reduce the swelling. Respect, it says at the end, Josh. Well, I'm terribly sorry, Joshua, but we're somewhat restricted to music on this show, as you can imagine, it being a radio podcast type broadcast. So let's see if Morrissey and the Smiths can do anything about the size of your inflammation. Here they are singing Wonderful Woman.
Never had she lied until she'd rise and say, I'm stuck. But
Smiths, I mean, they just sound, it sounds as if it was recorded yesterday, that doesn't it? And it, again, it just it seems to fit the mood of the times perfectly, doesn't it? I.e. highly depressing. Okay, so I'm going to try and squeeze a few more letters in. So this next one, we've got a request here. It's from Mr. G. Osborne. It says address supplied. I'm not quite sure what that means, but he says, Dear Bob, I've had many nights, I can tell you, times when innocence I'd trade for company, but these miss you nights are the longest. Bless you. And it's signed George there. So. Ah, that's very nice. So, yeah, and in response to that, what else can we play but Mind Over Matter by Nolan Strong and the Diablos. Take it away, Nolan. That's fabulous stuff there. That's another one from the Dave Marsh book there that I managed to track down. And it's a rather super record. That, and he makes the point, it sounds, it's from about 1959 or 60 or something like that. It's quite sort of early record. But it's got a guitar sound that wouldn't have sounded out of place on one of the sort of later Stones albums. Very raunchy sort of Stonesy guitar on that. Okay, I'm going to try and squeeze in one more letter, because obviously we're running out of time here, and there's hundreds of letters still to reply. So be patient. I will get round to answering your letters. Okay. I've got one here. It says, "Dear Bob, can you play anything," and that's underlined about four times, "by Roy Wood," not Rye Wood, Roy Wood, and that's signed Joan, Terry, Reg, Clive, Tanya, Stephen, Philip, Pauline, Stephanie, Rog, Claire, Philippa, Andrew, Tommy the Tower House, Glenda, Barbara, Krishna, Emu, Doris, Anthony, Cressida, Don, Malcolm, Bunny, Trixie, Dodgy, Dell, Brent, Colin, Rex, Xerxes, Flugelhorn, Bodger and Chris. Well, Joan, Terry, Reg, Clive, Tanya, Stephen, Philip, Pauline, Stephanie, Rog, Claire, Philippa, Andrew, Tommy the Tower House, Glenda, Barbara, Krishna, Emu, Doris, Anthony, Cressida, Don, Malcolm, Bunny, Trixie, Dodgy, Dell, Brent, Colin, Rex, Xerxes, Flugelhorn, Bodger and Chris. Here's Lance Percival.
Wife of his own, he met a young girl who suited him nice. He went to his papa to ask his advice. His papa said, "Son, I have to say no. That girl is your sister, but your mama don't know. Hey, woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Hey, woe is me. Shame and scandal in the family." A week went by and the summer came down, and soon another girl on the island he found. He went to his papa to name the day. His papa shook his head and this time he did say, "You can't marry this girl, I have to say no. That girl is your auntie but your granny don't know. Hey, oh, it's me. Shame and scandal in the family. Hey, is me. Shame and scandal in the family." Now he went to his mama and covered his head. He told his mama what his papa had said. His mama, she laughed, she said, "Go man, go. Your daddy ain't your daddy, but your daddy don't know. Hey, oh, is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Hey, oh, is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Hey, oh, is me. Shame and scandal in the family. Hey, oh, is me. Shame and scandal."
Okay, apologies there for the slightly poor quality of that one, because I think it's one that was recorded from... I think it's on YouTube, actually, the clip. It's one of those ones where you can... The video clip is of the record going round or something, or a picture of Lance kind of smiling. And that's got a very special significance in our household, because I used to have a friend, I haven't heard from him for ages. He's living in Berlin now. He's a very, very successful person. He's probably helping out in the German version of the big society, the Biggisher Shrines in Society or something, whatever they would call it. He's probably digging ditches or something like that in between making his highly popular and successful electronic records. And his name's Richard Davis, and he used to work in I'm sure he won't mind me sharing this bit of autobiographical detail with the waiting world, and obviously all the Richard Davis fans out there, you'll not have to wait until his autobiography comes out to find this up. But he basically used to work in a hardware shop in Mortlake, across North Sheen. It's on the borders of Mortlake, North Sheen, and called Cato's. A wonderful name. And it's, for some reason, it's now changed to Catol, but I'm sure it always used to just be called Cato, as in the comedy Chinaman in the Peter Sellers Pink Panther films. Paul used to work in there. Sorry, Richard Davis used to work in there. And he'd always delight us with this kind of stories, like saying, oh, Lance Percival came in the other day. You know, it was one of the examples of the kind of stories you say. Yeah. And he said, packet of pitchforks, please. I can't do the impression as well as Richard Davis does. But basically, every time there's a sort of low in the house, whatever, I just go up to a Ma Swipe, the other half, and just say to her, oh, packet of pictures, please. And it sends her in, for some reason, sends her into paroxysms of mirth. I'm sure it hasn't done the same to you, but I forgot what I was going to play. Oh, yeah, I'm going to play... yeah, forget that. Anyway, that's the Lance Percival song. And I've got a few more of Lance ones. We're going to have a little sort of slot here where I play a Lance record for the next couple of weeks, because I've got another two excellent ones to play. And despite a bit of mild racism, they're fantastic records. They really are excellent records and very amusing. So there's two more of those to look forward to. I'll make sure I put those on the next two podcasts. This is another new person. This is from the other book I've been reading, the Mojo Collection. And I'd heard the name a few times, and eventually when you hear the name often enough, you think, I'll try and track down some stuff. I could only get hold of an anthology of this lady's stuff, but she's got a wonderful voice, and this is the one that struck me off the top as being one of the best songs on the compilation I've heard. I will have another listen and try and dredge some more out, because I think more people should hear this wonderful talent. Very English style, very folky sort of voice, but she's got a wonderful, very dry and I think perfect for the material sort of voice. And this is June Tabor, or Tabor, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but I'll stick with Tabor. And this is a song of hers. I couldn't tell you which album it's on, but I'll try and research that later on. It's called The King of Rome, and this is lovely.
In the West End of Derby lives a working man. He says I can't fly, but me pigeons can. And when I set them free, it's just like part of me gets lifted up on shining wings. Charlie Hudson's pigeon loft was down the yard of a rented house in Brook Street where life was hard. But Charlie had a dream, and in 1913, Charlie bred a pigeon that made his dreams come true. There was gonna be a champions race from Italy. We got out the maps, all that land and sea. Charlie, you'll lose that bird, but Charlie never heard. He put it in a basket and sent it off to Rome. On the day of the big race, a storm blew in. 1,000 birds were swept away and never seen again. Charlie, we told you so. Surely by now you know. When you're living in the West End, there ain't many dreams come true. Yeah, I know, but I had to try. A man can crawl around or he can learn to fly. And if you live round here, the ground seems awful near. Sometimes I need a lift from victory. I was off with my mates for a pint or two when I saw a wing flash up in the blue. Charlie, it's the King of Rome. Come back to his West End home. Come outside quick, he's perched up on your roof. Come on down, Your Majesty. I knew you'd make it back to me. Come on down, my lovely one. You made my dream come true. In the west end of Derby lives a working man. He says I can't fly, but me pigeons can. And when I set them free, it's just like part of me gets lifted up on shining wings.
Isn't that lovely? I really like that. And I'll play a few more of June's songs over the next few weeks. I think she's a very good one. I also found somebody called Anne Briggs, who's much earlier, but she's got a lovely voice and does very sort of folky, traditional English songs. Okay, from England to New York, and I'll dedicate this to my mate Nicky, who's out in Brooklyn. He's just moved house, so I just wanted to play a dedication for him to say hope everything's going well in your new place. Hope you're all well, family, and your good self. Hope you're working hard, making lots of money, and keeping well, and doing your yoga still and all that. And this is one I think I've sent him a link to, of the whole album. I can provide a link to a download for anybody else who wants to hear it. This is from an old 50s legend, Dion, who was in, those of you with long memories will remember Dion on the Belmonts, and he in 1975 recorded an album with the legendary Phil Spector, and this is one of the strangest songs on it, but it's a wonderful album called Born to Be With You. I'll be playing more from that one as well. That'll be one of Bob's chosen few, and yeah, basically, this is a very strange version of He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, which sounds like it should have been on Magical Mystery Tour, basically. And it's wonderful. So I will leave you in the capable hands of Dion, minus his Belmonts and Mr. Spector. And this is He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. Yeah, that's Dion there from the album Born to Be With You, and that's for Nick, Ange and Nadia, and hope everything's absolutely tickety-boo and wonderful in New York. I'm sure it is. It's a wonderful, wonderful place, and you're very lucky. God, we envy you, you bugger, to be out in New York. Hold on a minute, I've just got to see what's happening in the on the sound effects album. Oh, no, I think that's gone a bit far, actually. I don't like the sound of this, but anyway, it's stuck on the record. I can't take it off. So apologies for any disturbance caused by the animal abuse soundtrack. I'll try and sound effects album. Oh dear, I'm not used to doing these talking bits. You can tell there. I'm out of practice. But anyway, we've come to the end of the show for tonight, I'm afraid. And I will leave you in very, very capable hands. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this one. I really enjoyed doing it, actually. I wasn't sure how it's going to turn out, but this, I've really had a blast doing this one. So I may well do some more. So if anyone enjoyed it, hope you listen to the ones I do in the future. And as I say, hope everyone's okay. I'm going to go off now and watch... Watch the bad news come in from Mr. Osborne, really, with the cuts and everything, the spending review, and that'll be on the telly, I imagine. I'm going to have my vegan lunch, give Rod Stewart a bell and see if there's any hospital corridors that need disinfecting, and obviously make sure I put my knee pads on this time. Oh, they've finished, thank God for that, that poor sheep. And... anyway, yeah, I'm going to leave you now with Gene Vincent. This is a lovely song, and you can drift off into the night with it. It's from a 9-CD box set, The Road is Rocky. I've got that, and I will be playing more and more of that probably over the next few weeks. But this is a lovely, gentle way to round off the show. And I think this one features in The Singing Detective as well, which is where I thought I'd heard it from before. Michael Gambon singing it, but all credit to Michael Gambon, but he can't quite match Gene Vincent. So here's the great man himself, Gene, singing us out for tonight with Up a Lazy River. And God bless you all, and see you soon. Hope all's well. Bye. Here's Gene. All right. Night-night.
Well, up a lazy river by that old mill run, the lazy, hazy river in the noonday sun, linger in the shade of a kind of tree, throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Well, up a lazy river where the rising sun await the bright new morning, we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, up a lazy river, how happy you can be. Up a lazy river with me. Everyone's alone up a lazy river.
how happy you can be up the lazy river.